This is Plant Spirit Awakening. Welcome. Plant Spirit Awakening. Awakening the planet through conscious exploration of shamanic plant medicines from around the world, including ayahuasca, iboga, San Pedro, peyote, and more. Thank you for joining me here. My name is Alan, and I will be your host. Hi there, this is Alan. So, let me first introduce the podcast to you. As the name makes clear, this is mainly about plant medicines, but it's also about awakening. And there is a great awakening happening right now on the planet. And I really feel that just looking at my own life, but really looking at what's happening, There's a quickening happening right now on the planet, and plant medicines have a very big role to play in this quickening process, I feel. Particularly ayahuasca right now, but also others which are lesser known but will become more known, well known in the next few years, especially iboga and ibogaine. And we're going to be talking about those. But also, we'll be talking a lot about ayahuasca. I will have interviews with researchers, psychonauts, people that are well known in the field of plant medicine, hopefully some shamans, but also with everyday people who are waking up by using plant medicines. And that is equally as important as the interviews with the more well-known individuals. So let me just tell you about a few of the interviews I'll be posting in the next few episodes. I have one interview with a man who did a 10-day or 10 or 12 days, I forget now, dieta, which is a ayahuasca intensive in the Peruvian Amazon with a shaman named Don Diego. And I spoke with him after he got back, and we had an in-depth discussion about ayahuasca and really just all about ayahuasca. And I will post that. That'll probably be the first episode I post. The second episode will be an interview that I did several months ago with two twins, identical twins, who began doing psychedelics, and I'll say psychedelics as opposed to plant medicines, because they began with LSD, with mushrooms. Mushrooms, I would say, are a plant medicine. And everything really is from the plants, whether it's synthesized or not. But, you know, there is a difference, and there may be a qualitative difference between the synthesized versions and the actual plants. And that's something that we're going to talk about. As for instance, the difference between ibogaine and iboga. And there's ayahuasca, and then there are, you know, pharmaceutical versions of ayahuasca that are available. And well, that's going to be a topic of discussion. So anyway, the second interview was with these identical twins, Sam and Nick, who I spoke with regarding their spiritual journey, waking up using psychedelics. Quite an interesting talk I had with them, and I actually even met them, went out to California and met them at Joshua Tree, and that's something I'll talk about later. They're 18 now, and one of them is very much into yoga. That's Nick, and I'll be speaking with Nick more, well, both of them more, regarding the yoga path, because yoga has also been my path, my main path, for the past 14 or so years. Prior to that, I had an awakening experience when I was 19 years old. It was a... I would think it was a kind of a kundalini awakening where my heart opened and I had suddenly this overwhelming sense of love and unconditional love that was just blossoming, bubbling up within me. And it was really probably the most beautiful experience I've ever had. It lasted for months. And it led me to really begin exploring what that was all about. And at that age, and given my background, I really had not a whole lot of, you know, a lot to go on. So I began exploring in my own way, and that led me to study religion, study world religion, spend a couple of years in Israel studying Judaism, became an Orthodox Jew for a while, and then I got more into the study of mysticism, and that led me into the study of Kabbalah. And right around that same time, I began to explore yoga, and I found in yoga something that really brought me home and that really made me feel that I had connected with something that was bringing me back to that love, that experience of heart opening, overwhelming, unconditional love, and brought me into a deeper understanding of myself and my place in the world. That, let me just digress for a moment and just say that the music you were just listening to and that we will listen to on this podcast today is by Mark Patterson. Mark Patterson is a really wonderful sound healer who lives in the Southwest Florida area. And his website is www.thegodtone.com. And you can actually download some of these tracks that I'm playing here on the podcast. If you go to that website, they're only $1 each. And he works with autistic children and has had a lot of success with doing sound healing with autistic children as well as other people. In fact, one of my yoga students, I do yoga trainings here, one of my yoga students said that he had a issue with his leg, and Mark did a sound healing session with our group, and afterwards this yoga student said that his pain in his leg was completely went away. So it's very powerful. Mark has a very great gift, and he's been doing sessions with our group for the last few months. So anyway, just to go back to my journey, it really was connecting with the yoga tradition and also having my heart deeply opened via connection with my teachers from India. The ones that had the most profound effect on me were Amachi, Mata Amritanandamayi. She goes by Amachi. She's also known as the Hugging Saint. She has millions of followers or devotees around the world. And then one of my other teachers was Karunamayi, who's also Sri 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 Vijayeshwari Devi. Another teacher who was very influential, two teachers who are together, Sri Ma and Swami Satyananda Saraswati, who live in Napa Valley, who have an ashram in Napa Valley, California. And Anandi Ma, who I received Shaktipat from. And I want to talk about Shaktipat because Shaktipat is basically when the teacher transmits energy to the student, and they generally have an experience which is very similar to the psychedelic or the what we could call the entheogenic experience. Anyway, I will talk more about that later, but for right now, I want to tell you a little bit more about what we're going to do on the podcast. So the podcast, I'm going to talk about books I'm reading, videos, I'm going to post videos which I really think would be helpful to you to watch, and I'll tell you one video which I've seen in one website, if you haven't checked it out yet, bouncingbearbotanicals.com, and they have a video they did which is really excellent called Manifesting the Mind. And on the video are people like Alex Gray, Daniel Pinchbeck, Dennis McKenna, and others. It's very worthwhile watching. Let me tell you about some other books, some things I'm reading right now. The first book I want to highly recommend to you is called The Psychotropic Mind: The World According to Ayahuasca, Iboga, and Shamanism. And this was just published in this year, 2010. I believe it came out in January. And it's a trilogue between Jeremy Narby, who's probably most famous for writing The Cosmic Serpent. It's all about ayahuasca, which is also a book that I would recommend. Jan Kaunin. And Jan Kaunin is a filmmaker, and he's made he did this film about Amici. I have not seen it yet. It's called Darshan, but I will be seeing it in the near future, and I will do a brief review on the podcast. And Vincent Ravalek, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and Vincent has written many books. He's written a book on Iboga, and it's called Iboga, The Visionary Root of African Shamanism. And he's actually just one of the three authors of the book, Vincent Ravalek, Malendi, and Agnes Pecheler. And I will be doing a review of this book on Iboga very soon on the podcast. And I hope to actually be speaking with a Bwiti shaman on the podcast very soon. And I will let you know when that's going to come out. Another book that I would recommend that is just a recent vintage published. Most of these books, by the way, are published by Inner Traditions. They have a number of different subsidiaries like Park Street Press, Bear & Company. So if you see any of those books, they're publishing a lot of great books on psychedelics and entheogens, plant medicines, shamanism. This particular book is called The Psychedelic Journey of Marlene Dobkin de Rios, 45 Years with Shamans, Ayahuasqueros, and Ethnobotanists. And it's her story about her research over 45 years. And I have not finished it yet, but it's very interesting. It's looking at things more from an anthropological perspective. The Jaguar That Roams the Mind, An Amazonian Plant Spirit Odyssey by Robert Tyndall, with a foreword by Mark J. Plotkin, who wrote The Shaman's Apprentice. Also looks like a great book. Have just began it. I got interested in reading it. I mean, I was going to read it anyway, but I was especially interested because in my last session with ayahuasca, I did it with a Colombian shaman. I'm not going to say his name right now on the podcast, but it was a very intense experience for me. But most of my experiences with ayahuasca have been intense, and generally I feel like I'm dying. I'm going to leave the planet that evening, and I'm not going to come back. And this was no different. But the one difference in this experience versus my other experiences was that I began to make some sounds like some kind of wild animal, perhaps a cat. And I didn't know what was happening, but later I was reminded that shamans will often become animals, and some shamans particularly will become jaguars. And I think that that might have been what was happening, because these sounds were coming. I was not consciously making these sounds. They were just welling up from within me, or I was channeling them somehow. And I was also actually doing other things like biting and definitely not myself. And the other thing that that happened during that particular session was I felt like either I was leaving the planet, or we're at a time right now that we're able to open these portals now into these other dimensions, and we're given this time, really, I feel, for those who are wanting to awaken to the fullest that they can. We're given this time right now, maybe in the next few years, maybe, you know, 2012, we will see a profound shift, and maybe it will be into some other dimension. And maybe these tools are given to us right now to help awaken us to prepare for that time. And maybe it's going to be a huge collective shift via using tools such as these. This is the quick path, really. These things are a lot quicker than meditation, for sure, and many other practices that I've come across. These create profound openings. I mean, profound openings. Things that, unless you've done it, you could not conceive of what it feels like. So anyway, I was just feeling this incredible love, and feeling like that is my sole purpose is to be love and to give unconditional love. And I was connecting with people who were there at the ceremony. It was an open ceremony where we could actually do basically whatever we wanted to, as long as we maintained the circle and we didn't leave the ceremony, and we respected the boundaries of other people. Anyway, so there's so much to say about all this, and I will also be writing some things that I will be posting on the podcast, but let me just note a few other books that I would recommend and that I'm currently reading myself. One which I would highly recommend from what I've read thus far is Benny Shannon's The Antipodes of the Mind: Charting the Phenomenology of the Ayahuasca Experience. And this is a book that was first recommended to me by Martin Ball. I'm sure some of you probably have listened to Martin Ball's Entheogenic Evolution podcast. I have been a regular listener of that podcast. I believe that Martin is not doing it, at least for the time being, anymore. And if you have not listened to his podcast, I would highly recommend listening to his podcast. anyway, Antipodes of the Mind by Benny Shannon, published through Oxford University Press. I'm particularly interested in this book because Benny Shannon is Israeli. He is a professor of psychology at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And at one point, I was applying to the Hebrew University of Jerusalem for graduate school there, and I was not accepted. And because I was not accepted, I went back to the United States, and I got into a graduate program at the University of Pennsylvania, and I did a Masters of Liberal Arts. And then after that program, I got into the PhD program in religious studies at University of Pennsylvania. After 1 year of that program, I decided, because there wasn't someone who was doing Kabbalah there, that I wanted to switch. So I switched to New York University and I began studying with Elliot Wolfson, who is one of the top academic researchers of Kabbalah in the world. I did not complete the program for various reasons. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I did begin my PhD in Kabbalah. I did a few years, and I also began writing a dissertation. I may go back to it at some point, but right now it feels like this is what I need to be doing, so that's why I'm doing it. And I didn't completely connect with the whole academic world. I feel like in a way, I feel like that the word needs to get out about these things, maybe in a popular way, and that's what I see myself doing. I don't see myself really as an academic, even though I believe that the academic process can be very, very helpful, and it's very important not to have loose thinking and to really be able to consider all the possibilities when you're thinking about something, and to go to the sources, to the primary sources, to really look into what people have written and what people are saying, and not just go by what any one person is suggesting. You have to look at these things, the historical background and the debates that have been going on for years about these things, the scientific literature. So I hope that we can get into all of those things and not be not be too superficial in what we're doing or what we're saying here, because it's really important, I feel, to look at these things in a rigorous, in-depth way, and ask pointed questions, and look for always be looking for the truth, and also keep our BS detectors on us at all times, so we can separate the truth from falsity and the wheat from the chaff, etc., etc. I will try my best to hold myself to those standards, and I appreciate any comments or criticisms, or feedback, anything that you'd like to share with me in regard to what I'm saying. If I make a mistake, I will correct it in the next episode, and I will do my best to be fair to everyone, to all sides of these issues, and not make any harsh judgments or undue prejudicial criticisms of people before I fully understand what they're saying or what they're coming from. I probably won't make any criticisms anyway, because I feel like we're all on our journeys here. I might make some, I might say, well, is this true? But I won't judge anyone, as, whatever, good or bad, essentially. couple other books I just want to mention before I go on. Rock Rosam's Aya, A Shamanic Odyssey. I think it's definitely a book worth reading, and I will be reviewing it in coming episodes. Possibly, hopefully, talking to some of these people like Rock Rosam, maybe talking to, I don't know, I have to, call some people, contact some people to set up these interviews. But I do hope to speak to some of these folks who have written these books. another book which I would really recommend is Jeff Stray's Beyond 2012. Catastrophe or Awakening, A Complete Guide to End of Time Predictions, with a foreword by John Major Jenkins. And this, I believe, first came out in 2004, and I have the 2009 edition published by Bear & Company, again, Inner Traditions, from out of Rochester, Vermont. This is a really good book, and it does go into plant medicines a bit, but it looks at a lot of different, looks at 2012 from a lot of different angles: shamanism, altered states, UFOs and ETs, crop circles. It looks at Nostradamus, New Age, all these different, you know, let's say groups and angles to look at 2012 and to get a better understanding of what we're looking at here in the next few years until December 21st, 2012. So now that I've just talked a little bit about these books, I just want to conclude today by saying that I will be posting episodes at least once a week. Please tune in regularly to hear the new episodes. I also have a Facebook page, which is called Plant Spirit Awakening. It's the name of the same name as the podcast. So if you want to join the Facebook page, you're welcome to. And I'm also working on a website called Planet Spirit Awakening. So it's not plant, but it's Planet Spirit Awakening. And that will be a little bit more open-ended in terms of what is posted on there. It won't just be about plant spirit awakening, but it will be broadened to anything really that would be helpful for people to know and to be aware of to help in their journey towards greater awakening, greater truth, greater love, greater presence. And anyway, I will just sign off for today by saying thank you very much for listening. And I really, really, really look forward to our journey together in exploring these things, which I feel are so essential to understanding who we are and to the evolution of our consciousness, the evolution of humanity. And I feel that these things are, you know, there's a reason why they're illegal in this country. And they are still legal because they are so powerful. These are very powerful tools. I would never underestimate the power that these tools have, and I would not use these in any way except in a very sacramental, conscious, intentional way. So I let me just say that, you know, that I really feel that please do not do these things in anything but the most conscious, focused way, where you've done your research, you've prepared yourself. Perhaps working with a shaman would be maybe ideal for most people, someone who really knows what they're doing, or maybe it would be someone who's very experienced with using these things. Please do not go into this without fully preparing yourself. That's what I'm saying. And we'll talk more about all these things. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. And I will see you next time. And we'll be sharing a great interview with someone talking about their trip to the Peruvian Amazon, doing an intensive retreat called a dieta using ayahuasca. All right, thank you. I just want to sign off today with a song. I am a musician, and a friend and I recorded this song a couple years ago. It took us actually about a year to record it. My friend did most of the engineering work. He was brilliant in what he did. It was a song that I had written about 17 years prior when I was living in Israel, and it actually took me a while to finish the song, so it took me years, and then it took a while for us to put it all together. I'm very happy with what my friend did with it, and I did the vocals, he did the backup vocals, I did the guitar, and he did most of the other instrumentation. And we've also posted a video. I'll put that on the Podomatic site so you can check it out if you want. But here's the song. Thanks for listening.
devour.